Hello, and welcome again to Fountain of Life Ministries Daily Inspiration. For inspiration again for the Word of God today, we would like to take a look at Hebrews chapter 10. Beginning in verse 9, it says, "Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Wherefore the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much so more as you see the day approaching." Today, as we take a look at these words, in verse 21, "and having an high priest over the house of God." Jesus is that perfect high priest. It says in verse 11 that the priest standing daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices for sin, which can never take away sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, the perfect sacrifice, he sat down at the right hand of God. And he is a faithful high priest. He didn't have to offer a sacrifice for his sins. He was the perfect lamb. As the high priest, they had to offer sacrifice first for their own sin and then for the sins of the people. But not this lamb. He was a perfect sacrifice. And it says that he is sat down at the right hand of God. And he has made it possible that we can come to him through Jesus. And so having that perfect sacrifice, having Jesus, that faithful high priest who is interceding for us at the right hand of the Father, as we read yesterday in John 17, his prayer for us. And today he's still there. He is still being that faithful high priest. He didn't go to sleep. He doesn't go to sleep. Sometimes we might think, oh, he doesn't hear us, but not this high priest. He is ever there. He's there waiting, interceding in our behalf. And he says in verse 22 of Hebrews 10, he says, let us draw near. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. He is faithful that promised. Let us consider one another to provoke one another unto love and good works. So today, my desire is to provoke you. We have a great high priest who is interceding, and he tells us to draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. So my heart is today to provoke you to love, to good works, to have your heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with the pure water, and not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. It says, as the manner of some is. People are forsaking of gathering together. People are getting discouraged and just giving up on God. But he is a faithful high priest. We need to remember. Remember to draw near with a true heart and full assurance. And as the days that we live in, he says, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. The days that we live in, we see sin abounding all around us. Let us gather together to provoke one another to love and good works with a pure heart and full assurance of faith. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, today, as we look at your word, to encourage our hearts, to inspire our hearts, Father, to again remind us of the faithful high priest, Jesus Christ, who is seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us today. And we can have that full assurance of faith. We can have confidence. We can come to his throne with boldness. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father, for the provision that you have made. The complete provision. There is nothing lacking. Peter says that all things are given to us that pertain to life and godliness. Father, today we acknowledge that you have provided all things that we need. Father, forgive us for the times where we where we falter, where we stumble because of our own flesh, Lord, not because you are lacking, but because of our own fleshly desires at times, Father, we come today and just ask for forgiveness. Would you help us, Father, to walk with you and all those that listen today, Father, to your word, to encourage their hearts to stand fast, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Father, I just commit this word into your hand. Would you bless it to those that hear, and also to my own heart, Father, that we could just be encouraged to continue to press on, to fight the good fight of faith, and to lay hold of eternal life. Father, we know that you are our only hope. We love you, Father, and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.